This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado Congressman Joe Nagus has a lead role in the impeachment trial, arguing today that the Constitution says a president can be held accountable after leaving office.
The Senate has the power to impose removal, which only applies to current officials, and separately, it has the power to impose disqualification, which obviously applies to both current and former officers.
Defense attorneys claim the trial is political and lacks due process. They say voters already removed Donald Trump from office. Colorado's marijuana sales tax was the highest ever last year. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
The state raked in more than $387 million from marijuana taxes last year. That breaks a previous record set in 2019. People spent more than $2 billion on cannabis in 2020. Industry experts disagree about when sales will peak, but say allowing marijuana dispensaries to stay open through the pandemic further validates their industry. So far this year, the state has made almost $35 million in marijuana sales tax. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
The Colorado Judicial Department has released a memo detailing alleged misconduct and cover-ups. CPR's Megan Verlee explains.
The Denver Post first revealed the existence of the memo. It appears to lay out allegations a high-ranking employee planned to go public with if she was fired. Those claims include that judges and other employees were protected and promoted after sexual harassment complaints, that chief judges around the state obstructed harassment investigations, and that women were systematically discriminated against in hiring and promotion. The events occurred under the previous state Supreme Court justice, who retired at the end of last year. The state's current justices told department staff they will hire an outside investigator to review all the allegations in the memo. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Coming up, authorities say 71 people died in Colorado prisons last year, nearly double the year before. Critics say a state law designed to lower in-custody deaths is not being used enough. We'll have more on this story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Patchy fog tonight for Denver, mostly cloudy for Colorado Springs and Pueblo. Snow showers for Vail, mostly cloudy for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.